So tell me what your situation was and why you decided to go to him.
Two reasons. Number one, he has actually been my personal physician since 1985. So we have that he's a very trusted individual. And what he was doing was I had a soccer injury in my mid-20s. And to put that in perspective, I'm going to retire in about 100 days. And so I've lived my whole adult life with pain because I had two surgeries on the knee at that younger age. And the latter one removed all my cartilage, thinking that was a good idea, leaving only like scar tissue. And the result was I've lived my whole adult life with a loose knee joint. And it's, you know, significantly affected any activities I can do. So about 39 years of a year ago, April, after the surgery, it just everything just gave out. And I had the option of getting a full knee replacement or doing the elective regenerative medicine, which he and I had been talking about for years, and I chose the latter.
And what was your experience like?
Well, it was a slow heal, and I just saw him just the other day, is that I realized that I had to regenerate more tissue, in this case cartilage, than probably most people. And I didn't really see substantive results until about 8 months. And all of a sudden, I realized my joint was solid, my knee joint, right knee, for the first time in my adult life. And it didn't move around. It didn't make noises and everything else. And it continues to improve and get better. So I'm not going to be back playing soccer, but I will certainly be able to enjoy the outdoor activities that I want to do in my retirement.
So you didn't notice a change immediately then?
No, it did not. And so you could say it was slower to adapt to the change. And I realized because I had to change more than probably most patients that get the procedure.
So did one of the questions, of course, is do patients know what they're in for? So did Dr. Wagner explain this to you?
He did. But he said there, I said, did you have like follow-up MRIs, et cetera? And he said, no, it's really anecdotal in terms of how the healing works. All of a sudden you realize you now don't have pain, or you realize you can do activities you haven't been able to do for years. And so it's that self-realization is where you find the results, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So you have to do physical therapy, correct? Did you stick to that?
Physical therapy, but the physical therapy was only for about a month. And after that, I just did the physical therapy exercises on my own. And the physical therapy was to basically heal the trauma from the initial procedure and get the joint thinking back the way it should be and operating the way it should be. And then after that, you have to be patient. It's a slow heal. But all of a sudden, one day you realize, wow, it doesn't hurt. Or, wow, I can climb these stairs and go, in my case, going downstairs with no pain or effort whatsoever.
So that was the thing describe the day that you came to that epiphany. What was it that you were doing that you suddenly said, wow, this doesn't hurt anymore?
I needed to be somewhere, and I went downstairs in a hurry, and so which I never used to do. And all of a sudden I said, I can do this. And then I realized I used to do this. I just hadn't done it for almost 40 years. And that was my aha moment. And then that's when I realized that it is finally turned the corner and regenerated enough of the tissue to its functioning back to the way it is normally supposed to function.
I'm curious, were you considered a borderline case? Because I know that he's not going to take all cases if he doesn't think it'll work. You because you had so much cartilage removed?
No, he said I was a great case.
Really?
Because it was either this or I was ready to make an appointment with the orthopedic surgeon the next day for the full knee replacement. Because when it went out, finally, after all those years, the pain was excruciating. It affected my nervous system and my on both legs, believe it or not. And I literally didn't sleep for almost 10 days. It was in that much pain. And so I was at the point I had to make the decision. And he was confident that it would solve the problem. And so I just the other day, unrelated to this, and I hadn't seen him for about half a year, and he was pleased that he's, you know, just kind of smiled. He said, well, it did what it was supposed to do. But just for me, it took longer because I had a more severe injury to heal, so to speak.
Yeah. So the replacement surgery is off the table now.
Dave, I'm sorry we broke up again. What was the last question?
So replacement surgery is now off the table. That's not necessary.
It's totally unnecessary. I mean, it's at this point, I feel like I've healed, and I'm getting back to doing much more active activities. I'm bicycling now again. There's all sorts of things that I really had been limited to what I could do, and so I see no reason to have a knee replacement, and I have experience because my wife has replaced both her knees, and neither of them have turned out great, you know, in her case. And so I'm as far as I'm concerned, I'm done.
Wow. So you would recommend this then to other people?
Oh yeah, people have asked. And a coworker had a knee replacement within a week of my procedure, and he is only now about a year later is moving without a limp and doing things. So his recovery was not much faster. It wasn't as fast as mine, frankly. And you know, they don't, knee replacement doesn't last forever. And it could go out in 20 years. So I hope to live 20 more years. And it's just, and I don't want to face surgery of that type, you know, in your final years. As far as I'm concerned, you know, it's cured, and I will continue to, you know, gradually increase my activities and enjoy my life.
Well, that's a great story, John. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, and good luck.